This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we continue our theme of Tafsir Juz Amma, and we specifically begin to speak about Surah Al-Qadr, which in Ma'ani of Surah Al-Qadr that we find is the decree, the night of power and glory and decree, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tawfiq, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. Our tawfiq and ability is only via the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He decrees certain things. And we praise and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this blessed month of Ramadan that we get to speak about His words. We find in some narrations that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He loves a servant, He wants to select a servant, يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ, begins to use him in certain things, وَيُمِيتُهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and makes that individual to leave this dunya upon that. So we pray, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that His blessed month of Ramadan to make us amongst those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses them to serve His deen, to proclaim His deen, and to encourage other individuals to come towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the core element is none other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's in the previous khutbah we spoke about Surah Al-Alaq, whereby these first five verses, or the whole surah, the Meccan surah, but the first five verses specifically speaks about the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down. And I'll say that same theme of the Quran and Ramadan continues inside Surah Al-Qadr. And just like we find the first five verses Surah Al-Alaq, it is no coincidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inside Surah Al-Qadr, it also contains five ayat as well. And the same theme begins to continue, the one of Ramadan, the one of the Quran, the one of the power and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim avails this opportunity, this reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. This is a night of power, of glory, of decree that we sent down the Quran. وَالْعَلَاقَ التَّنَاسُ بَيْنَ السُّورِ قَبْلَهَا, the surah before it, and this surah is the relationship between Quran and ibadah. Where inside the previous surah, Allah completed the surah I mentioned, كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Don't obey this person, as we mentioned, amongst the people of Quraysh, or Sifat al-Ama, people who begin to derail you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasjud waqtarib. Remain in your ta'a, in your obedience, in sujood. Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. And end of Surah al-Hijr that we find, continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until al-yaqeen comes to you, not certainty, bima'na al-mawt. Al-mu'min fil ibadah is continuously in a state of ibadah lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it may be good, as we mentioned, that certain individuals, they flock around the month of Ramadan or Yawmul Jum'ah. There may be some privileges and some goodness in these people that we don't want to question. But we shouldn't condense our life or make it on certain moments inside our life. That only Yawmul Jum'ah that we begin to have this zeal and this passion, that it overcomes us, that I need to get to the masjid, I need to offer my prayers. Or in the month of Ramadan, where's the rest of this alaqa billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where's the rest of this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year, throughout our lives? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, that the impact of Ramadan, it is waqtu tabdeel, taghir. Just like we changed our physical concept of eating and drinking and matrimonial relationships, there's a more hidden meaning of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The spiritual uplifting of proximity, closeness, التَّقَرُّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That's the real meaning of Ramadan. That's the real meaning of the Qur'an, is تَقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Go in a state of prostration, of ibadah, and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inside this surah as well, salamun, peace. And some of the ulama qad fussira as-salam bima'na al-jannah. Jannah, paradise. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Inside Surah Yunus, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah calls you to دَارِ السَّلَامِ. وَدَارُ السَّلَامِ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah isn't just talking about Jannah. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا. Allah is calling us, encouraging us. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to accept your repentance, wants you to repent, wants you to turn back to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month, Shahrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Allah, the month of the Quran, the month of opportunity. That's this opportunity, Laylatul Qadr, is a one-time opportunity in a person's life. Because as the Quran mentions, khayrun min alfi shahr, is better than 1,000 months. And the numerical format of 1,000 months is 83 years and 4 months. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Most of us won't live to that age. Because most of the average age span, according to prophetic traditions, is بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ, is between 60 and 70 years. That's the average span of this community, of this world. If it goes beyond that, حَسُنَ عُمُرُهُ وَطَالَ عُمُرُهُ. A person who increases in their age should increase in their goodness. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increases their age for them to carry out more good deeds. Not to follow a path of disobedience, a path of change, of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this surah Al-Qadr is giving us that one-time opportunity to avail the opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We sent down this book inside the month of Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr. And as we mentioned, the first ayat of Surah Iqra, Mu'dam al-Mufassireen, said Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. These ayat are sent down inside Ramadan and sent down inside Laylatul Qadr. This is the beginning of the Quran. That's Abu Bakr al-Jazari inside his tafsir, Aisr al-Tafasir. He mentions that this is a month of Quran, of ibadah. A person is listening to the Quran, reciting the Quran, tadabbarul Quran. Person shouldn't be wasting their time. Ala aqal shay, even a person reads a juz a day, would have completed the whole Quran. And if the person follows the imam for 29 or 30 days, would have completed the Quran listening to the imam. And the use of modern technology, person driving to work, going to school, whatever it may be, listens to a juz. Qad akmala, would have completed 3 times the Quran. Ala aqal shay. But many of us are void of this. Because as we spoke about last week, we don't understand the magnitude of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah wrote 220 pages speaking about Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, and the impact it should have inside our lives, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We sent down this revelation inside the night of Laylatul Qadr. So people have these weird beliefs that Laylatul Qadr will change your destiny. Destiny will not change for any individual. Destiny has been prescribed and destined for every single individual. أول شيء ما خلق الله سبحانه وتعالى القلم. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is the pen. Some ulama of aqaid begin to differ. ولا أي حال. The pen was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And said to the pen, اكتب. Write. The pen said, what should I write? Write what will occur from now until the end of time. Write it, prescribe it, all that. All of us, our destiny is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that happens on Laylatul Qadr, as Imam Suyuti begins to describe, and other ulama as well, that you find that from in Lawhil Mahfuz, yanzil ila sama'id dunya, that the commandments, al-awamir, the commandments for that year, will descend from the guarded preserved tablet and will descend down into the lowest heaven. And then those instructions are placed there for the angels for this year. So-and-so will die. So-and-so will live. So-and-so will be born. So-and-so will become poor. So-and-so individual will become rich. So-and-so individual will suffer this affliction, this calamity. They're going to bring this down. Hasbul Haja, as Imam Shawkani inside Fathul Qadir mentions, Hasbul Haja, according to the need, it will come down upon this earth. That is Laylatul Qadr. وَسُمِّيَ Laylatul Qadr لِتَعْظِيمِ, for the greatness of this night. And Qadr, the destiny that, as we mentioned, is going to flow on this night. And likewise, other ulama mentioned, because of the number of angels that will traverse and flow on this night, that will come and descend upon the earth. The magnitude of these angels who descend upon this earth all shows the glory of this one night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will explain to you what Laylatul Qadr is? This night of power and dignity. Imam Suyuti lists numerous narrations speaking about the previous Ummah nations. They had many and long lifespan that they had. So this Ummah, as we mentioned, only had 60 or 70 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this one night. وَإِنْ كَانَ بَعْضُ الْمَقَالِ فِي هَذِي الْأَحَدِيثِ. There is some discussion about the authenticity of ahadith. But we could see this as some form of element of blessing, that because our lifespan was shorter than the previous years, or the previous Ummah, the previous nations, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this extra encouragement that if you focus on ibadah in this one night, it will excel. It will give you those extra 80 years of your life in terms of ibadah will be given and destined for you of a person who focuses in his night towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, the many scrupulous narrations that people begin to thrive around, a person should follow a path of authenticity. Many of the al-khutaba, al-imma, al-ajilla, they will mention so many different things, even about Ramadan, but some of these things, they're questionable. The intention is good, we don't question the intention, but ad-deen, ma qala Allah, qala Rasul, qala Sahaba, as Imam al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya in his works of Nuniyah, he describes in lines of poetry, whereby you find these numerous narrations, people say, awwalahu rahma, wa awsatuhu maghfira, wa akhiru itqun minan nar. The beginning of Ramadan is mercy. The middle part is forgiveness, and the end is deliverance from the fire. When kana ma'na al-hadith sahih, even the hadith, the meaning is sound, it's a good meaning. No one differs about that. But the whole of Ramadan is rahma. The whole of Ramadan is maghfira. The whole of Ramadan is itqun minan nar. In a hadith that you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night, He delivers necks, escapes them, rescues them from the punishment of fire. That's every single night. So we need to look at the spirit of Ramadan, or what it encourages us to do inside our lives of ibadah, of focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to become individuals who become in a form of numeric format that people begin to quantify. Begin to do accountancy about documenting that if I do this, 1,000 raka'at, most of these ahadith, if not all these ahadith, which go into this excessive numbering format, they're highly questionable. Because al-Islam, deenul hanafiyya, as-samha, Islam is a pure, pristine, orthodox, simple way of life. It's a simple way of life. It doesn't have this concept of, I read 1,000 raka'at in the night and such will be given to me. Hadha shaq. This is something which is difficult for the individual to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays out simple things, easy things. Avail them. Do those things. Even Laylatul Qadr, what do we find? Study the narrations. Simple things that we find. When Aisha asked the Prophet alayhi salam, what should I make dua in Laylatul Qadr? What was the response? This is the dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That's it. Simple dua. Read the Quran. Make genuine adhkar. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned in the siyaq of the ayat of Ramadan, wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. Fal yastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. You want to be rightly guided. You want to be rectified in your affairs. You want your sins to be wiped out. When you want your life to be extended, you want good things to be given to you. You want a good family, good children, good progeny, good genealogy, away from shirk, from innovation, a good life, a good ending. You want Jannah. كُلُّ هَذَا لَيْسَ بَعِيدٌ عَنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. All this is not far away. It's not far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is with us. That we don't want to ask. We don't want to implore. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the min ma'ani of ibadah is tadallul, to come in a state of impoverished state of begging, of asking. That's what ibadah is. That you're imploring and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa talab min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the kalimat, Rabbana afrig alayna min sigatil amr. When you speak to a person, you're commanding them that do this, uktub, Iqra, ijlis, you command them. You can't command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even inside Sigatul Amr, you hadi talab min al bashar min al insan ila al a'la ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a request that you're presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And requests which are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not turned away. Requests inside this dunya can be the piece of paper that you present, a talab that you present could be placed on a pile, placed on the bottom of the pile, could be removed, could be misplaced, could be unheard of, could be neglected. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't neglect any individual. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Any servant of mine. This is what the problem is, that we live in Islam, we've codified Islam, we've boxed Islam. We think Islam is a personal identity. We think Jannah belongs to me. It doesn't belong to anybody else. And unfortunately, some of us, that's what we preach inside society. Jannah is vast. Jannah is vast. Jannah belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to any individual. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah punishes whomever He wants. He forgives whomever He wants. He overlooks whomever He wants. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ رَحْمَةً. Allah has written it down upon Himself to be merciful. He is Ra'uf Rahim. الرَّؤوف الرَّحيم للمؤمنين. أولاً للمؤمنين, for the believing individuals. That's what every Muslim in Ramadan is doing. He's trying to become that individual of imploring, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person shouldn't make hisab, accountability, and say that if I do this and Allah will give me this. Person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basira, upon foresightedness, upon understanding that I have to exert my efforts. Akhdul asbab. Allah has laid out, these are the things you need to do in this dunya. Person can't just stand there and Allah, give me awlad, give me children. Ma yatazawwaj, doesn't marry. Person says, give me wealth, doesn't work, doesn't make an effort. This is what we become inside our society, a lazy society. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bianfusihim. Allah doesn't change the condition of a people until they don't change their own condition. They don't have that feeling inside their heart, that zeal, that passion. I want to change. I want to change myself. I want to be a better individual. The impact of every single one of us makes a better society, makes a better Muslim ummah. That's what it makes. And it should upset us that when we see people disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on the way here, that we see Muslim sisters wearing hijab, smoking a cigarette in Ramadan. Don't we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even if you smoke, even when you're not fasting, whatever it may be, don't you have this feeling it's the month of Ramadan, alanan? Openly, you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, openly. And then we complain about why is there tyranny? Why is there punishment? Why is there ta'un? Why is there hardships? Why is this hardships upon this Muslim ummah? Because this could be one of amongst the many reasons that we care less about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We care less about His deen, about His hudud, about making that effort to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this one night that we find 83 years and 4 months, some of the ulama mentioned that this is min kathratul mubalagha. This is just excessive, tulul dahr. It's just excessive speech. It doesn't necessarily mean 1,000 months. It can mean far beyond that. Mean that you need to exert yourself in this night of ibadah. You find in the hadith inside Sahihain Bukhari Muslim, taharraw, iltamisu, utlubu. Utlubu layl al-qadri fil ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan. All these different narrations, these derivatives, wordings. Seek, search, find. Try to exert yourself to find layl al-qadr in the final 10 nights of Ramadan. That's the climax of Ramadan, that we find the Prophet ﷺ would go into a state of seclusion, of itikaf, would seclude himself, would tighten his loincloth. That meaning he would stay away from any matrimonial relationship. وَاسْتَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, and wake up his family to encourage him to make dua, to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pray. That's what Laylatul Qadr is. That's what the climax of Ramadan is. Of making dua and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's quite sad, time and time again we have to mention this. That's all that we find, that text just going around, that what is this person? What is the ruling of this person? What's the ruling of this? What's the ruling of going to this masjid? What is the matter with us? What is the matter with our people? That we don't seem to understand basic things inside Quran. Life is only once. Life is short, as we can use, if we can use such words. Life is limited. So sorry to use the expression, but the foolish individual will be the one who doesn't avail the opportunity. Allah gives the opportunity. That's what we find inside narrations. Raghima anfu abdin. May the nose of that individual be rubbed inside the dust. Yudrik al-Ramadan walam yughfar lahu aw kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. Yudrik al-Ramadan, comes to Ramadan, doesn't have his or her sins forgiven. Doesn't have them forgiven. May that individual's nose be rubbed in dust. For what purpose? They didn't avail Ramadan. They didn't take the blessings of Ramadan. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. The angels, they descend. And not just the angels. Here we find that ذِكْرُ الْخَاسِ بَعْدَ الْعَامِ. Allah mentions الروح والروح والجبرائيل عليه السلام descends in his blessed night to see who is there in a state of ibadah and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others have described it as barakat, blessings, they descend on this night. Angels, they descend, writing down who are these individuals who are in a state of ibadah. That's the type of person that we want to be. That the angel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but the angels return and say, I found my such and such servant calling upon you, making adhkar, reading Quran, remembering you. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me and I'll remember you. وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be grateful and don't be ungrateful. So this is what the believer is. The believer is able to see all this dunya. It's just a form of distraction. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. To derail us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Derailing doesn't mean haram things. It can mean even the things around us that we don't focus in our lives. There are certain things that derail us from focusing appropriately towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because fitan are many. Many fitan that a person is surrounded by. Fitan to al-mal, wal-awlad, wal-ahl. Innama amwalukum wa-awladukum fitna. Indeed, even your wealth and your children at times can become a fitna for the individual. Doesn't mean here that some people begin to abandon their family, etc. that we find. But it's highlighting inna min tab'idiyya ba'd ahyanan. So a person needs to avail their life, as they say, be selfish in certain moments. That this is the one only chance. And we can all document, we can all see where the loved ones who were there last Ramadan who are not with us today. That we thought that maybe it would not happen. Where will we be the following Ramadan? We don't know. So a person should be within themselves, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like we prayed, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allah, get us to Ramadan. Now inside Ramadan, in the crux of Ramadan, give us tawfiq, give us ability. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show goodness to a servant, as we began with, He guides him towards good things. Guides him towards good actions. Guides him towards ta'ah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And a sign when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derails a person, takes him away towards trivial matters, trivial issues. Takes him away or her away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of obedience, and makes him to become busy with other things. So this is what we should be praying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, to give us the tawfiq and ability to reach Laylatul Qadr, to be amongst those people who are worshipping and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this blessed night. As we mentioned, that many individuals, and not to belittle them or trivialize their understanding, that we find they begin to flock around certain numeric formats, or they begin to flock around the 27th of Ramadan being Laylatul Qadr. Even though there are strong statements that Laylatul Qadr falls in on the 27th night, but likewise there's equally strong statements like Sahih Muslim of it being on the 21st night. Other narrations seek it inside the 23rd night. So that's ulama have concluded that it alternates every single year. So a person shouldn't condense, as we mentioned, their life on a one night ibadah. That people will flock just on the 27th night, hatta you find it to make Umrah. On the 27th night, there is no extra fadila or virtue. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi mentions inside his tafsir Juz Amma that people will flock to think that there's some extra virtue of performing tawaf, of performing Umrah on the 27th night of Ramadan. And likewise, we mentioned that these numeric formats that people begin to make certain adhkar, and they say this during this blessed night, it will increase the reward, etc. There are no strong evidence for this. But we have to accept that it could be a strong inclination towards the 27th, that you find that many ulama, they discuss this and write about this. But as we mentioned, you shouldn't condense our lives upon this. As Imam Shanqiti speaks about Laylatul Qadr occurring three times inside this surah. And Laylatul Qadr contains nine huruf, nine letters. So 9 times 3, he deduces there could be a possibility that 27th night could be Laylatul Qadr. And some of us may think that sounds strange. Even Ibn Kathir inside the tafsir, he mentions that if you count the kalimat inside Suratul Qadr, salamun hiya, you come to the pronoun damir hiya. Hiya referring back to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power of decree. Wahiya is the 27th letter inside this surah. It could be just a mere coincidence. But this all shows that some ulama have gone to that view to go to the, towards the 27th night. But what is the more appropriate statement based upon the hadith? Iltamisu Laylatul Qadr fil ashr al-awakhir. Utlubu Laylatul Qadr fil ashr al-awakhir. Seek it in the last 10 nights. And Imam Razi, the great Mufassir, begins to discuss that there's a sir in the reason of why it's hidden. That a person has that urge, that desire for every single night, is exerting themselves in calling and imploring upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what real ibadah is, that the impact leads the individual throughout Ramadan, through the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that becomes difficult. Seek it in the odd nights, the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, hatta even the 29th. And a hadith inside Sahih Muslim, whereby the Prophet ﷺ, he saw a dream, and he was shown Laylatul Qadr is prostrating inside mud on that night. And that night it rained, and the mud was on his blessed face, and they said this was the 21st night. But the knowledge of it was removed because people were disputing. And this is sir inside there, because we're an ummah who loves to dispute amongst ourselves. So this knowledge has been grasped, taken away from us, has been lifted from us because of our excessive disputing amongst ourselves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it's not beneficial to disclose the exact night, to not disclose certain things. As we mentioned, that Islam is there not to open certain things, in a sense that certain individuals, they're deserving of certain things. Allah leaves it generic, leaves this Muslim ummah generic. As we began, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah calls towards daris salam, calls everybody, every Muslim. Every Muslim calls them towards paradise. And that's, we should be praying for those individuals who've left this dunya, our loved ones, our family members, and even every single general Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrouds them with His mercy and forgives them and pardons them and overlooks them. The reason for that is because maybe someone could come, that when we leave this dunya, that they make that dua for us. That is why we should be imploring and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rahmah and for forgiveness of those individuals. That someone would come along and make dua for us equally as well, that when we leave this dunya. And thus we find that those actions we mentioned of Laylatul Qadr, of reciting the Quran, making dua ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, peace that it will exist until the beginning, or beginning of the day, or the rising of the sun. And it's quite strange, some ulama have even mentioned that Laylatul Qadr fi kulli shahr. When كان هذا قول يعني غير معقول من باب, even though some of the ulama reject this statement, how can Laylatul Qadr be inside every single month? But some of them mention is that Laylatul Qadr, it travels in every single month. And there could be a possibility of essence in this, based upon this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends every single night. So it's not just in Laylatul Qadr. It's not just Ramadan. It's not every single month. It's kullu layla. Every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, descends. وَهَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ, is there one who's seeking forgiveness, seeking tawbah, I may accept his tawbah. Is there one who's seeking forgiveness, I may forgive him. Is there one who's asking something, I'll give it to him. This is every single night. This is the last third of every single night that's there for us. But as once again, that we find that emotionally, just Ramadan, we attach to it, it's there for all of us. Every single night, Allah is there for us. Allah is there every single moment inside our lives. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Your Lord doesn't oppress any of His servants. His doors are open. As you find in a hadith that inside, when Ramadan begins, it mentions futtihat abwabul jannah, futtihat min sigatul mubalagha. It doesn't just say fatahat or futihat. It says futtihat. They are swung open. The doors of paradise are swung open. They're open wide. That there's opportunity, avail the opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night of serenity, of tranquility, of peace. What Laylatul Qadr is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this night of blessing that we find. So we find that in conclusion that this should be inside our minds and our hearts, that all of us, our destiny has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot change destiny, as they say. It's been decreed. We need to exert our efforts in trying to come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, we find that in this blessed month of Ramadan, that we find أن القرآن رمضان شهر القرآن, that this is the month of the Quran. القرآن حجة عليك أو حجة لك أو حجة عليك. Quran is an evidence for you or evidence against you. And some strong narrations that they mention, رب قارئ رب حامل القرآن أو قارئ القرآن يلعنه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Perhaps a person who's carrying the Quran and recited the Quran, يَلْعَنُهُ, Quran is cursing him. That's why there's sometimes no barakah inside our lives. The Quran is cursing us, because we're not doing what the Quran tells us to do. The Quran mentions that Surah Al-Furqan, the Messenger say, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Messenger say, oh my Lord, my people have abandoned the message, abandoned the Quran. And inside Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah mentions, كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This is what some of us that we do, we throw the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind our backs as if we don't know. We don't know the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that we don't implement the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to be a deep, intricate individual in the sciences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, Islam is simple and easy. There's the do's and don'ts inside the Quran that all of us that we can do. All of us, we can live by these regulations. And these regulations, they bring what for a person inside this dunya? Allah doesn't want you to live a life of wretchedness, of being upset. طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Read Surah طَاهَا, the 20th Surah of the Quran. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We didn't send this Quran to make you feel wretched, to feel upset. This is a remembrance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In كان القرآن سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. Quran is heavy, is deep. When a person reads the Quran, تدبر القرآن, ponders over the Quran, it is heavy in its substance. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Quran is deep. It brings mountains down to powder, to dust. But the real message of Quran, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That's why in this month of Ramadan, ponder over these ayat. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ يَتَدَبَّرُونَ يَعْقِلُونَ تَعْقِلُونَ يَفْهَمُونَ تَفْهَمُونَ. لِمَاذَا? Why is this all inside the Quran? Why again and again inside the Quran Allah speaks all these amthal, these 80 or 90 odd amthal inside the Quran? Why does Allah mention so many ayat speaking about His mercy, about His forgiveness, about pondering, about reflecting? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ. These are the amthal that Allah lays. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالَمُونَ. These are the amthal, only the people of intellect can begin to understand these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should be praying in his month of Ramadan, praying in Laylatul Qadr, oh Allah, give me the ability to understand your words. These words, they should move us. When you hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should move your hearts. Allah mentioned inside the beginning of Surah Al-An'am, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ. Believers are those individuals who, when they hear the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When they hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts begin to quiver, they begin to shake. It begins to move them. Don't you see some a'imah when they're reading the Quran, why are they weeping? Some may be weeping out of imitation or whatever, maybe some day it's a genuine weeping that you find. Why? Wow, how does a man weep? How does a grown individual, physically strong, weep? What makes them weep? It's the Quran. Hadith inside Sunnah Abi Dawood, the Prophet, when he used to read the Quran, you could hear the weeping, the boiling of a cauldron coming from his chest. So when he would read the Quran, you could see, hear that weeping. He said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran. He said, "Aunzila aqra alayk ya Rasulullah." He said, "Shall I read the Quran upon you? Waqad unzila alayk." Quran's been recited upon you. He said, "I want to hear it from other than myself." That's you find a person who is proficient inside the Quran. وَصَوْتُهُ جَمِيلٌ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever's been beautified, their voice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good voice, that a person is able to travel through, in a sense of make you begin to visualize, in a sense of Jannah wa Nar. That is takhweef. That is fear that should travel inside. But some of us won't gain that fear. We may have some emotional feeling because the imam, it could be changing his voice. But if you want to penetrate those ayat, understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand those ayat. This is what my Rabb is saying to me. That's why Imam Qurtubi mentioned that people who respect the Quran, we don't question the intentions. That's what many people, they think that we question the simpletons inside our life. We're not against people who kiss the Quran, who wrap the Quran in a green cloth, who give it a due reverence. We're not against that. Imam Qurtubi said that that could be something which is good and something beneficial. But he says, تَصَوَّرُ جَاءَ الرِّسَالَ مِنْ مَلِكِكُمْ. A letter comes from your king, from min amirikum, sultanukum. Letter comes from your king and you kiss the parchment. You kiss the letter and you place it on a high shelf. And you say to all your family members, this is from our king, our leader. Give it reverence. Don't turn your back to it. Don't turn your back to us. Give it respect. This is the letter from our king. وَلَكِمْ مَا يَقْرَأْ الرِّسَالَ مَا يُطَبِّقُ الرِّسَالَ. Doesn't read the letter. Doesn't implement the letter. هَذِي رِسَالَةُ اللَّهِ. This is a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't decipher it. We can't read it. We can't implement. That's all that we do. So we haven't really understood. We haven't really given reverence. We haven't given due respect. إِلَّاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And that's what we find that when we return inside our graves, the question will be asked. All of us, we know the answers. All of us, we know what the answers are. And likewise, the Quran will come inside the grave. Quran will come and intercede for the person and say, I kept this individual up in the night. I kept him up inside the night. That's why two things will intercede for individuals. Siyamukum wa Quranukum. Your fasting will intercede for you. Your Quran will intercede for you. So that's why we need to be people, Ahlul Quran, Ahlul Tadabbur, of understanding the Quran. Learning the Quran, implementing the Quran, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour the Quran into our hearts, to give us the ability to understand the Quran, and to go far beyond that. We said to those individuals who learned the Quran, iqra wa irtaqi, read and ascend. And wherever you stop reading will be your final place inside Jannah. In this world around us that we find of people trying to push all type of agendas, that we find that this is a supplement to Islam, or this is encouraging people to come towards Islam, al-anashid, or whatever it may be. These could be certain good things, but it won't be said to you in the day of judgment, iqra wa irtaqi. It won't be said to you, sing this and ascend in Jannah. It won't be said to any individual. So why are we foolish individuals? Why mesmerize? Why tarnish Islam, a pure deen? You know, Al-Quraysh, they knew the Quran, they knew the impact of the Quran. Read the Tafsir Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd chapter of the Quran. Read how the whole of the Quraysh went down in a state of sajda. وَأَنْتُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. That you're laughing and rejoicing. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. And you're سَامِدُونَ مِنْ لُغَ الْحَبَشَ or مِنْ لُغَ amongst the Arabs that we find existed. سَامِدُونَ is singing and wasting one's time. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. As we saw the Alaq, we find same thing. Is worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Non-Muslims are searching for Islam. They don't need these trivial things that some of us Muslims that we think, these trivial entertainments. They've gone far beyond this. They've gone far beyond. They don't need these trivial things that this will entice them. People think this is some form of alternative towards music. Look at the music world. Look at it. Look at the music world. You find not millions, you find billions. You find billions of watching of certain musical tracks and people, billions it goes into. So don't try to think that this small song that you sing will entice them. And how some of these individuals, when they heard the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it rips their heart apart. It mesmerizes their mind and their heart, the impact, because this is Kalamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, that we should be on the forefront in encouraging ourselves in coming towards the Iqbal in Al-Quran, coming towards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability, what remains of Ramadan, to spend it in a time of ibadah, of worship and siyam and qiyam and ruku and sujood, and encouraging ourselves around us and reminding ourselves, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind one another. Remind our family members, remind our children, remind our parents, remind everybody around us that if people are coming to the masjid and wasting their time and speaking about this and that or that, just remind them. The sahaba, when you enter inside the masjid, you just hear nothing but the buzzing of people chattering, the buzzing of the Quran, the recital of the Quran. That's what it should be, a month of recital of the Quran, reading the Quran, engaging with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that for all of us.